people are looking for alternatives.
Absolutely. This is a great time for alternatives. I don't know if you saw, but the hedge fund index has beaten the S&P year to date for the first time in about 10 years.
Wow, that's a big deal.
It really is. Yeah. And I think, and we've seen in investor surveys we've conducted this year, that investors are more focused on alternatives than they've been for many, many years.
And explain what alternative might be. I mean, it could be real estate, right? It could be a fixed income. What are the alternatives that you focus on?
Generally, it's anything that is in a private fund vehicle is in the alternative category, which can be real estate focused. Hedge funds are generally considered to be alternatives, private equity funds. So, and we've also seen a real move towards more illiquid strategies. So people moving away from kind of a pure stock market play and more towards things that can find niche strategies in different pockets of the economy.
So, Chris, you've talked about it many times. This is more than stocks, bonds, and mutual funds.
Right.
This is finding those areas, those niches, as he says, that you can take advantage of.
Yeah, I think the last report I saw on it was commodities were up 8% this year. Market's not. Market's flat. So they mention a lot in that little clip. But most investors will say, well, I don't know anything about alternatives, and I don't know how to get in them, and I don't. They think it's for big, larger portfolio investing where you have to have high minimums and things like that. That's just not the case anymore. We recently partnered up with a professional money management team that does active ETFs, exchange traded funds, low cost, broader market. And these folks are very good at moving money between and around ETF strategies. And a lot of their strategies included alternative investments.
Mm-hmm.
So real estate, like he said, and hedge fund and those types of investment strategies, you can get into those and you don't have to lock your money up. It's liquid, but it gives you a much broader base of asset classes to balance your portfolio with so that it's just not this stock bond game. I think stocks and bonds are a thing of the past if that's the only thing you're looking at. People get very much all into equities or all into bonds, or those of you that don't and you buy these blended funds, well, then they kind of go nowhere in the good times. But unfortunately, when you have a big correction like 2008, they all go down. He also mentioned something interesting at the end of that clip, and that was illiquid investments.
Mm-hmm.
So planning products, planning strategies, where you look out 5 years, you look out 10 years, you say, I'm going to use this portion of my money over a period of time. People talk about insurance products all the time, and not a lot of people realize you can use those inside your financial planning as alternative strategies. So you got to talk to your advisor about, what am I doing with my life insurance policy that has cash value in it? What am I doing with annuities? Do I have them? Do I not have them? And unfortunately, that's one of the most mismanaged and misunderstood investment products or strategies that I see in the marketplace. People that buy them don't understand them and they stick them in a drawer, which is a really bad thing to do with your life insurance, your long-term care, your annuities. Or they get scared by all the rhetoric out there, especially on the annuity front, and they don't research them when those can be very powerful alternative strategies that they could deploy in their financial plan. It's time to get busy with those types of things, because eventually the markets aren't just going to reward you for holding stocks. And that's what basically the clip says, and those are the indicators. People are moving money toward hedge funds, and hedge funds are outperforming because they have alternative investments right now. Now, she also said, I think, if I recall the clip properly, that for the first time in 10 years,
it's outperformed the market.
Yeah. So let's, you know, you
keep
don't
that
want
in perspective.
Yeah. Don't jump all into these alternative strategies, but is now a time to balance? And that's something you and I, Randy, talk about in constantly and incessantly on this show. It's instead of making big bets, instead of saying, oh yeah, now I'm going to go all into real estate or all into commodities and all into alternatives or all into insurance products. No, you build your portfolio with the ability to put some assets in each one of these pillars of the financial house, as we call it. And then it's the lanes of the highway that we've mentioned. And then you have the ability to move some money left or some money right and pick a lane that you want to put a little bit more of your investable assets in. If you do that and you set it up that you have access to all of this, just look, set up the buckets with your advisor. Set up the ability to have some alternatives, have stocks, have bonds, have some active ETFs or what have you, have your insurance products. Put it on a piece of paper and say, how much do I have in each category? And if the answer is I have all of my money in just one category, and that's stocks or all in bonds or all in stocks slash cash, then you're missing three or four or five asset classes that maybe you should have a little bit of money in or a good amount of money in. And then you get to massage it back and forth. You don't have to get emotional when this market starts to turn ugly on us.